road in the sun. I make a path to a 40 strong gang. And I'm a bit of working again.
Hi, my name's John Page. I'm from Hackney branch of UNISA. I've been in dispute with a local authority which is in crisis for over 18 months now. And lots of our members and our activists and stewards will be participating in the May Day demonstration to celebrate International Workers' Day. Every year it's different. There's always a big international contingent on the march. We shall see, but there'll be a large public sector contingent this year. Teachers, health workers, local authority workers, people from across the public sector are beginning to assert their right to decent wages and increases in wages because they've been neglected for so many years. Actually, it's been a very hard year for us because the council has broken employment legislation repeatedly. It's broken our terms and conditions of employment. It's reduced pay. It's attacked our annual leave and so on. The one thing that we can be very proud of as a union branch is the fact that after 18 months, the most vicious union busting operation by the council, we're still united and we're still fighting to assert our employment rights. London's the most expensive city in the world and people need to have money to be able to live in the communities in which they work.
Looking forward to May Day this year. Going to start with the critical mass bicycle ride, which I think is as important as it has ever been. They are trying to expand and artificially create a individual motor car market in China, which will absolutely destroy, well, it'll speed up global warming and so on. So that is important. And then we're also trying to get as many school students out on strike as possible. So any school students listening to this, please organise it, and it's meeting up at 12 o'clock at King's Cross. After that, we'll be going on to a demonstration, hopefully picketing outside and stopping outside one of the post offices, which is facing privatisation, 40,000 job cuts, and if possible, some of the postal workers will come out and join us if we create a bit of a sound system and so on outside. And then we're going to go on the workers' demonstration and end up the day in Old Compton Street. Hopefully, we won't get penned in and we'll have a good celebration at the end of the day. If we do get penned in, there's some of my favourite cafes and pubs there, so...
Basically, it's going to start at Clerkenwell Green, which is where the union march normally starts, and there's going to be sort of various, like a kind of a bit of a kind of fair there with like theatre groups and stuff doing. There's a theatre group that are going to be doing a play called Islamophobia, which is, you know, tackling the whole issue of, you know, the demonisation of Muslims and whatever, you know, post September the 11th. And then the march, say, its route has just been changed by the police, and that's actually good because the route's much better and it now goes past Mount Pleasant, which is one of the main sorting offices in London, and we're hoping that obviously a lot of the post workers will come out and actually join the march from that. I mean, many of them will finish their sort of shift at that time, and then we're going to have a rally here, and I'm involved with people. We're going to try and decorate the square and
Trafalgar Square.
Of course. and you know, and kind of make it a kind of a bit, have a bit of a carnival sort of atmosphere. And then, you know, and then kind of hopefully join up if there's stuff at Cambridge Circus that's happening, you know, we'll join up with that. And really just try and, you know, turn it into a big day, a big sort of show of strength, really, from people. But I think the interesting thing about this year's May Day is that we could have quite a sizable demonstration, even though the problem with May Day, since they shifted the bank holiday to being on another day, has always been the problem that it's a working day. But I think what's interesting about this year is that actually the pressure that's built up from the last 2 years, whatever the kind of ins and outs of all the arguments around the violence and all this sort of stuff, it's put the police in a position where they've basically had to kind of give concessions to the march that we're involved in. And the unions came to us. The unions always have their march, and it's always been, you know, a fairly traditional thing. And, I mean, the interesting thing is, I think, you know, in May Day 2000, there was the attempt to link people up with people coming up the up from Downing Street, and you know the Union March actually being stopped. You know, so there is that kind of, there was that kind of sense there that there was that need, obviously post Seattle and whatever, to try and unite people anyway. And they came to us this year to sort of say whether they could do something, because there's, I think there's a sort of a general shift going on amongst a lot of, you know, ordinary working people in this country, you know, where the Labour getting in for the second time, nothing's getting better, you know, the whole thing with privatisation, it's a massive thing. And it's really what we're hoping with this demonstration is it can be something that, on the one hand, makes everyone feel a lot more confident about everything in this country, making, you know, can actually be a sizable demonstration of hopefully tens of thousands of people against war and against privatisation. And I think that's already beginning to happen from what we've heard of the, you know, the sort of discussions that are going on amongst people in their unions and stuff like that. There is, I mean, obviously there are people that have been on these demonstrations anyway. I mean, Genoa has had quite a massive impact, I think, on a lot of people in unions in this country, because obviously people from Unison, for instance, were tortured, and some of the people from the school and stuff. So, you know, there is a kind of consciousness that's building up. And I think hopefully this year we can try and turn... In ironically, I think like last year actually it began to turn a bit because the much trumpeted riot never really occurred. You know, they had to start talking then because they bloody trapped us for 10 hours, or it was an Oxford Circus. You know, they had to start talking about why people were there, and so the issue started to come out. And I think hopefully this year we can start to. And I think also that, you know, it presents a much more of a problem for the media and people like that to start to demonise things if you have got lots of people that work for the NHS and things like that on your demonstrations, where there's some really major things happening kind of almost week in, week out. And I think that the, you know, the thing you notice with the media is they drop, I mean, it was interesting the way after September 11th, they almost, basically all of them just decided that anti-capitalism was dead.
Yes.
You know, without kind of any kind of real basis for that, like as if like something just goes away, you know. And of course that's been disproved by the, you know, people in Barcelona and whatever. But, I also think there's a limit to the how much you can go on about there being a violent riot and stuff. I mean, I just think it's like a sort of, you know, it's almost kind of stupid, the level. And I suppose that the police aren't feeding them with so many scare stories. I mean, we may see some scare articles this week as well, you know, as it's the run up to it, you know.
I'm gonna work it again.